Compiled by whom? Who compiled this Mangala Arati? Vishwanath Chakravarti. How nicely he realized we have to see, we have to appreciate. Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravinda. Charana. Charana means? Charana. Charana. Not Charana. Cha. Feet. Aravinda means?
Lotus.
Aravinda means lotus. Charana Aravinda means lotus. Why the lotus feet? Why the lotus feet? Why he took that object, lotus, and comparing the feet?
Detachment.
From? It never get influenced by unwanted things. The lotus leaf or flower you take, you put a drop of water. That's not drenching the water. Leaf or a petal. Isn't it? That slips out. That looks like jewel. Pearl. Isn't it? That shines. Cannot even catch the trunk. That slips out. Just like lots of us running behind
Mohini.
They have to get that one simultaneously, that is nice. Lots of us are trying to catch Mohini. Mohini just like very, very close, and lots of us can easily catch her. But even if we catch her, she slips out. Like that, this one, the pearls, like the water drops on leaf, we cannot catch it. See? So, the Guru's lotus feet is that much purifying. That's not helping us to get contaminated. The lotus feet are pure. So we are contaminated people. If we touch lotus feet of Guru, we pay our obeisances to such a Guru then we can get fully purified. Will be senses, our topmost head to be kept at the lowermost part of the body, feet of Guru. So all our body is less than feet of Guru. You understand? That's the level. We cannot be proud in front of our Guru. As though you are very, very intelligent. You should behave like a then Krishna is happy. If you speak all your intelligence, then you are going to lose everything. Please understand. These are very, very minute. Such a guru. Means what? Guru, what we are talking? The feet is very, very pure. If you touch the pure feet, as though we are contaminated, we'll get purified. So the third verse today. Sri Vigraha Radhana. Sri means what? Sri. Sorry?
Beautiful.
Sri means beautiful. Handsome. Strong. Attractive. Sri. Sri Mom. Sri Vigraha Aradhana. This again called me Vigraha Aradhana. Vigraha. Vigraha means what? The idol, That is we call deity. The small one. Vigraha Aradhana we do. Isn't it? Vigraha is nothing but Krishna himself. That first of all we should develop in faith. As though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not present, that his influence is coming from Parampara. In second verse, we'll see now. And he is feeling that one. You should feel. From Parampara you are coming means, you should feel the words of Krishna in that Parampara. Isn't it? We should feel. As though there is no Krishna at present, physically in front of us, we should feel that one. We don't see wind, but we feel wind. Isn't it? That's coming in Parampara. So Vigraha is not an ordinary one, just we buy from a market and keeping. That's not Vigraha. But this Vigraha, what all we are doing in the morning, in temples, at homes, they are manufactured according to scriptural injunctions. It's not ordinarily just like that tree. It has the rules and regulations so that even Krishna is living in that one. Now, we cannot expect Krishna to come down in front of us. But he is easily available through the deity. Isn't it? He cannot come. But he is there in the deity. Aradhana, we are doing this aradhana. Please, again and again I am telling, everyone should do using this body to please Krishna. His services. At the time of old age, we don't suffer like others. We have to use our body. Each and everyone should do. Otherwise, in the old age, they will suffer. Please understand. Particularly when we are in youth, then we have so much strength. Everything is in the optimum level. So in such a status, if you worship, Krishna is pleased. He got the obligation not to make him suffer at the time of old age. So Vigraha Radhana is compulsory for each and every one. Sri Vigraha Radhana. Nitya? Sri Vigraha Radhana Nitya. Nana. Nitya means style. Nana means different paraphernalia. Nana vidha. Srungara. We have Srungara means decorate. It is also just like Krishna. Pronunciation, letters and all, no? It's like Krishna Sru. It's not Sringara. Krishna is the only exceptional word. That we pronounce Krishna. But others and all not allowed. Srungara, we should call it as only Srungara. Many people they say Sringara. Because Krishna will tell Sringara. In Sanskrit, they don't pronounce Sringara. Srungara. For Telugu people, there is no problem. We never say Sringara. You say Sringara? Srungara. In that time, we have words, Prakriti Vikriti. Prakriti Srungara, Vikriti Singara. Root Mantra, Prakriti Vikriti. In Vikriti that becomes Singara. So Srungara, Tan means? Man means? Srungara tan mandira majam. Mandira. Mandira means?
Body is temple.
Here, in this context, mandira. Mandira means? In the heart of the temple, who lives? Krishna the deity. The abode, the home of Krishna is called Madhira. Not Madhira. Please, sir. If you say Madhira, Madhira means alcohol. Madhira. Mandira. So Sanskrit words are that now we have to be very, very careful. Mandira, Marjanado. Marjanado means cleaning. If you are inviting Krishna and your place is not clean, then Krishna is not happy. Krishna will never come. Krishna is not an ordinary person. Please understand that. Many people absent because they are not clean. They don't deserve to come closer to Krishna. Please understand that. Krishna is not a cheap person, just like paisa feko, tamasha feko. Throw the money and have the fun. It's not like that fun. Krishna means, first of all, we should be clean, pure. Then only we can go to Krishna. Then only Krishna can come to us. Marchanado means cleans. Marjalam means what? Marjalam? Cat. Telugu people can say, Sanskrit words in Telugu almost same. Marjana. So what is the thing? If you have the temple, Vigraha, the Vigraha, daily we have to do something. Daily we have to clean. Why to clean? Even God? God is always pure. Why it is necessary? Forever purification, very correct. Actions speak louder than the words, sir. Ravesh Babu? Actions speak louder than the words. Forever purification we have to do. You can see many people, those who are not doing deity worship, their hearts are not pure. They will have all dirty things. You understand? The best thing available for our purification is the thing coming from spiritual world. If you use anything of this world, this material world, you cannot purify anything. We have to use the thing coming from spiritual world. So Vigraha is also coming from there. If we make that one according to the injunctions of the scriptures, just buying your market mix is not. Why is it so? Each one we got to our own vibrations. Each thing, even the material thing also got some vibrations. Please understand. The vibrations because of the presence of? Because of the presence of? Paramatma, in the form of Paramatma. Isn't it? So that vibrations also helps. Association with the devotees, you have good
vibration.
Time, good vibration, favorable things. Association with the bad people, why? Because they have their own vibrations. You understand the point? So like that, this Vigraha also have the vibrations, if that is made according to the injections of the scriptures. Just like that, the people, they are just making that one to make money. Isn't it? But if you get this one done, if you buy from particular places like Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur, they make this one according to the injection. Then there we can see, we can feel, we can speak to the deity. They can also speak. If you come to that level, nature, nana, different. Mandira Machanatha. Please understand that even a tree, daily we have to clean under the tree, the leaves and the falls. Today we did, again tomorrow we have to do. Isn't it? Nothing is 100% efficient. In this material world, nothing is 100% efficient. So there is the loss, no, that we have to clean. What all we are eating, that's not 100% efficient. That's why we have to clean our belly also daily. In spiritual world, there is no such thing. So there is no toilets, restroom, this, that, that. There now, the efficiency is more than 100 and more than 100. You understand? Input by output. You put input little, you get more output. Nehavi, Kavanasvastu Pratyavayavana Vidyate. Even little advancement that is going to fetch you the protection from the greatest dangerous situation. Isn't it? So in devotional service, please understand this one. Unnecessary we are doing material activities. If you do at the same time spiritual activity, you are protected, you are rewarded, you are assured to go back home, back to Godhead. You should be clean. That's very, very important. Marchanato. Ado means etc. etc. Sri Vigraha Radhana. Nityanana Srungara Tan Mandira Madhana. You have to use the body in serving the body of deity. We are thinking that, hey, what is this other nonsense? Deity worship, this, that, and all. Very good, they don't like. But they do not understand. The scriptures are actually meant for how best we can live in this material world. Isn't it? By any gadget we buy, there is manual, isn't it? User's manual. If you read, go through that one thoroughly, you can operate up, you can get more. Some machines can give in this material world 85% efficiency, some can give only 30%. We have to try to draw more and more, then that is good. Isn't it? So this way, we have to understand the scriptures through a pure Vaishnava. Sri Vigraha Radhana, daily. If we are not initiated, we can have pictures also. Telephones and all, we can turn it off, Isn't it? If deities, we are unable to do that one, then we can have pictures, no problem. For that also, you can just wipe off the dust, put some flowers, show some incense, offer something. This one we should understand and do. They don't have any problems. You understand? Isn't it? So this way everyone, human being, this is not for animals. If a person is not doing like that, he is no better than animal. You understand? Yuktasya dattaksha. Yukta means appropriate. The best time. Bhaktacha of devotees. The devotees also we have to see. There are different types of devotees. Neophyte devotees. And advanced devotees. Isn't it? Then three types of devotees, who are they? Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. This is how we have to find out. According to we have to behave. All are cannot be. Isn't it? All glittering things are not gold. Isn't it? So there are various levels of consciousness of different He wrote this. Accordingly, we should behave. If we misbehave, Krishna is watching and we have to face the consequences. Shishupala, very close to Krishna, related to Krishna. It's a cousin brother. But for him also, Krishna was counting how many offenses he's doing. Who is it? It's a cousin brother. Isn't it? But we don't count our cousin brothers in the world. Even if they do something wrong, we just forgive them. Isn't it? But Krishna is not like that one. Now please understand. Rama is not like that one. Rama's father, Dasaratha, how much he suffered. He's the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his offense, Vasudeva, he was not caught in River Yamuna. Isn't it? You know this one? And Krishna is going, he's meeting Varadadeva. And Vasudeva was intact. He was not at all punished, but he was not released. And Krishna went there. Varuna is welcoming him. He's telling, I wanted to see you here. You should come here. That's why I got your father here. But the untime he was taking bath in the river. We have some rules and regulations, It's not like that one we can do as we like. There are principles. Even the father of Krishna has to face the consequences. Please understand, But it's not immediately. That's why we are not understanding. We are committing so many mistakes, offenses. Isn't it? So this is very, very important. Yuktasya Bhaktamcha. Niyam Chato. You have to feel that one. Who is feeling? The Guru Maharaj is feeling that one. What he is feeling? Daily is cleansing, daily is doing deity worship. Yuktasya Bhaktamcha. He is making the devotees. He is engaging in the same process. His disciples, they are becoming appropriate devotees, pure devotees, best devotees. What guru is in, what he can say? Lazy, then he cannot. He should engage. The very first Janmashtami in Chaupati, it was too late. This is in front of me. It was too late. It's at about 1 o'clock or something, 1 or 2 o'clock. Then we all have to see this one. Tomorrow morning, Mangalarti. Who can get up early in the morning? Now it's already 1:30, 2 o'clock. The question that's the thing. There's only one hand raised. Whose hand is that? Rala Swama has. He told that I'm going to wake up you all. You don't bother. The same thing in Iskwan Chennai. That night it was too late. Lokana Swami Maharaj Kirtan was going on. So next day morning, that is 4:30, Chennai first we was having 4:15. 4:15 time, who can get up and wake up the deities? Then also only one hand. Whose hand was that? Myself only. I only got up that deities on the very next day. This is not Janmashtami Sariya. This is the very first, inauguration day. Inauguration day here in Chennai. So we should learn everything. If you serve Krishna, the deity, or your picture also, that Krishna has the obligation. Don't bother, you will be put in so many humiliations, like Pandavas, but they are all victorious. It's only to teach the world how people are humiliating, how he is victorious. These are the lessons. Isn't it? Can anyone name their child as Duryodhana, Dushasana? Is it? How many people can keep their children? Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Dharmaraja. Isn't it? So this is the thing we have to see. So this is the Guru. Guru absorbs all these things by engaging his disciples in all this process. The person who can engage the person appropriately, he can become the representative of Krishna. Parampara is only engaging the people. Only for? Even spiritual master is doing his activities for his purification. That's what he should feel. I'm not chastising you for your benefit. I'm chastising you for my purification. Why? Why my purification? Because you are not in appropriate position. I want to bring you to the appropriate position. If I am unable to bring you to appropriate position, I have some contaminations for my purification. I'm chastising you. You understand the point? Don't find faults with others. Try to find faults with them. If I don't chastise you, if I don't bring you to the your appropriate position, then I'm unfit. You understand? This is a little higher thing. If you realize one by step by step, then you can understand very nicely. This way, actually, Guru observes, after engaging the disciple, how best he is doing, what is his strength, what is his weakness, how best I can help him. This is very, very important. So this is the thing, training getting from Guru. Guru engages the disciple. So many things in this verse we can say. Such a Guru, who is engaging me in these processes? So that Krishna is pleased. To such a Guru, I am paying my obeisances. If you don't do Vigraha Radhana, we cannot do any devotional service perfectly. Even for preaching, even for book distribution. If you don't have Vigraham, at least you should have the picture, Chitra. Isn't it? That is very, very important. But the worshipping of demons are very, very severe, horrible than devotees. They are also worshipping God. They do so much austerities, but we don't do that much. But still, who is pleased? Krishna is pleased. Why? Why? That too worshipers, Ravana. How much he is doing, you know that one? Tomorrow I have to face Rama. The night, whole night he was with that deity, Lord Shiva. But Ram and Hanuman, they were not like that, no? They were not awake whole night. Why? What is the difference? But Rama is victorious. He lost his life. What is the thing? How we can understand this word? He is doing for his own benefit, Ravana, not for the pleasure of Lord Shiva. This is not according to scriptures. Scriptures never said like this one. He is doing everything according to? Against the scriptural injection. That is called?
Vikarma.
Vikarma. That's why he was not successful. And we people also, we do as we like. That's why we are not successful. But it is very difficult for us to accept the words of the Guru. That's why we are unsuccessful. But anyone who accepts Guru's instruction is successful. Proper life, physically is not having any qualifications. To go to America in that age of 69 years, is it possible? Without money, without knowing anyone there, isn't it? It's not that Prabhupada was doing, it's Krishna is doing through him, because he is that much surrendered to Krishna. He is pure. He doesn't have his own obligation, his own wants, motivations. We should become free from all motivations. Then Krishna will help us. Such a guru we had. Vishwanatha. What does it mean? Vishwanatha means?
Master of universe.
Maintainer of the Vishwa, the whole world. Chakravarti means? Superior. Emperor, king of all kings. Chakravarti, emperor. Vishwanatha, Chakravarti, king of all kings. How the name? Spiritual name means there should not be any difference between the name and his activities. So, when we also take initiations, we are also given some spiritual names, we should behave like that one. Of course, my name is Abdasa Parameshwara. Ishwara means?
Controller.
So, I have to control her. Even the controllers. Then only my Parameshwara is pleased, otherwise not. If I don't control, then my master, Parameshwara, is not pleased. You understand the point? That's what Nityananda. His name is Nitya Ananda. Always, Nitya means always Ananda. Nityananda never makes anyone sorrow, isn't it? He never harmed anyone. He should make everyone ananda. That's why he did not leave Jagai Madai. He wanted to make them happy. How many of us like that according to the spiritual name? Please, you understand yourself. Try to be like that one so that we can please Krishna. Such a guru, we are paying our Buddha senses. And please, we cannot expect all these things from our Guru. Many people may feel what this Parameshwaras is talking, all this nonsense. Many people, they know that the position of know, gurus. But we have to understand from the teachings of Prabhupada. What Prabhupada, can anyone tell? We all need gift from God. Can anyone tell the precautions given by Prabhupada? If not by gold, you should know first the qualities of the gold. If you know the qualities of the gold, you never blame the shopkeeper. Isn't it? You don't blame. Your blaming means you are insane. You have to leave the shop, go to some other shop where pure gold is available. But you do not want to expose the previous shop. This is our duty. Unless or otherwise we don't ask, Guru will not tell you. What is the sloka? Approach a Guru. Meaning, approach the Guru. Submissively inquire, serve him. Then only he will tell us. You have not done anything. So it is not his obligation to tell you all these things. This is your mistake. It's not mistake of the Gurus. Please understand that. Don't find faults with the Guru. Find faults with him. You never ask your Guru. Your Guru never told you. This is not a mistake of the Guru. It is mistake of disciple. No Guru can tell you. I don't want to tell you the answer for your question. I don't think so. Any Guru can tell like that. I don't want to give answer for your question. Is there anyone? But one Guru to me, he told me. You are coming to ISKCON. I already told you. In Bombay. Isn't it? So I became very much against that one. Before I was actually admired by his speech. That's how I lost all interest within that fraction of second. So he cannot be bona fide guru like. No one will tell, I do not want to answer your question. Isn't it? The duty of the guru. Unless or otherwise you don't ask, he cannot give the answer also. So blame, we have to blame ourselves. We don't want to blame our gurus. Please understand this very, very important point.